The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along, everyone, to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You are tuned into Tuesday's edition of the podcast, where the racing comes from Fosslass, Plumpton and Wolverhampton. You'll be able to hear it all live from William Hill's Racing Radio from midday with Mick Norton, James Millman and Mark Slater in the studio. For the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by James Millman to take a look at the action on Monday and reflect on the best of the weekend. How are you today, James?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you, Sam.
Good stuff.
Nice weekend's racing, obviously. Quieting down a little bit now with the Christmas period upcoming. Busy Boxing Day, King George meeting, etc. So I wouldn't see too many stars out in the next couple of weeks, but like I say, you're just getting ready for the Christmas period.
Yeah, absolutely. And fortunately, we were treated to a couple of stars yesterday on Saturday. A superb day's racing. We'll start with your new one, of course, at Cheltenham. Very impressive from him again. Is that the best we've seen of him this season?
Definitely the best this season, I think, because he was given £8 to Vanateur, who was obviously a very, very useful individual. Second, the Greatwood on his return at the Paddy Power meeting. And I thought he could have been a little bit vulnerable, especially as Sam, probably a little bit low on confidence at the moment. Not a great day on the Paul Nicholls horse yesterday for Sam Twiston Davis, but always travelling very, very well. And as soon as he was asked a question from the last, he just went clear. And to beat Vanateur by 5 lengths, giving him £8, that was a good effort. And I think Connections will be happy. They have to think about the Christmas hurdle at Kempton, but I doubt they're going to want to take on the Willie Mullins horse. I think they'll keep him nice and fresh. They've won 3 nice prizes already this year, so I think all looking good. And like I say, he's in one piece and he's certainly the best British horse we've got in the race.
Does he look like a champion hurdle winner to you, James? I mean, obviously he's got to beat Fahim, Jezky, Annie Power, Hook and Fly, you know, to name a few. Does he look the real deal for the champion hurdle?
I think he's got a good chance. I chose last year, unfortunately, when Arcona fell in front of him, we didn't get to see if he could have finished closer, and that was frustrating. I think he would have emerged the best out of those, but I think the new crop going through could be stronger than him. But exciting times ahead.
Yes, absolutely. We look forward to that come March. Any other standout performances from Saturday for you?
It was a juvenile that really stood out. Peace and Co. Won very, very nicely at Doncaster. Never come off a bridle, won a good time, and he certainly looks pretty, pretty useful.
Okay, fair enough then. All right, then we'll move ahead to take a look at the action from Wolverhampton on Monday. As I mentioned, we're also racing at Plumpton and Fosslass, but it's 3 on the all-weather from Wolverhampton that we'll look at. First of which is the first race on the card, actually, at 5-2. The 155, this one, an amateur riders handicap, Division 1, Marmada 1 furlong trip. Class 5 contest, this one, with 9 runners going down to post. Who do you like the look of here, James?
Yeah, we've got a very competitive amateur race, actually, and the one I quite like, purely because you've got to go by jockeys a little bit in these races, is Pivot Man, who represents Mick Easterby. Being out of form, but back in form on your weather. He was a useful winner 2 starts back and then second 24 days ago. Good jockey on board, Mr. Bannister. He's very useful against the professionals in the jumps code, and he rides plenty of winners on the flat. So I think good jockey. Horse in form stands out there for me in Pivot Man. Automotive's another one. Ross Burkett gets on very, very well with his mother's horse. He's won quite a few races on him. He doesn't tend to do so well in professional handling, so I think back in an amateur contest, Automotive is going to be dangerous. Warfare won last time out, but probably got more inexperienced rider than the other two on board that one, so that could be a little bit of an issue. Till Start, similar comments apply to that one. The trainer's son, I wouldn't know too much about Roger Till's son, but he's not had a winner yet, so maybe struggling experience-wise, but I'm going to go for Pivotman in a choppy little amateur race to start the day, but I think a jockey could well pay dividends.
Okay, then Pivotman in that one for James in the 155. Next up from Wolverhampton is the 340. This one, handicap, ran over a mile and 5 furlong. Another class 5 contest on the taffeta with another nine runners. So again, we're getting that bit of each way value. Who do you like the look of it? There's a couple of horses chasing a hat trick in this one, James.
Yeah, again, another very competitive race. We've got Topalong and Star Anisi are going for the hat trick. And Rise and Last Dire Straits, they both won last time out as well. So four last time out winners. It is rare for this time of year, and it is very competitive for just $5,000. But what else could take a chance on is actually top weight Dagash, who ran a nice race on debut for Stuart Kiddo's Yard, finishing fourth 13 days ago. Obviously missed a year off a track, so you'd imagine was stripped much fitter for that outing. And I think could take advantage of a nice price. I think it'd be an each way backable price because you've got so many horses that are in form in this contest. And like I said, Dagash will be one I'm taking an each way price on. Star Anise, she seems to love a taffeta surface. Come good since running on a new surface here at Wolverhampton with two wins. She's going to be dangerous, but stepping up in trip, whether she's going to stay the mile six, that'll be a bit of a question mark for there. Toppling, at least you know, of course, an instant winner. No, we're going to stay the trip. 877 getting a lot of weight off her rivals. That's going to be dangerous. Censorious, I think a little bit unlucky last time out in a competitive race at Lingfield. Another one that's in good form. So a really competitive race, but I just think Dagash could be a nice bit of each way value because we've got so many informed rivals that I'd be quite willing to take a chance on the Stuart Kiddo runner. A yard that does well with horses from other stables, and I think that could well be interesting.
Okay, fair enough then. James willing to take a punt on top weight there. Dagash, number one on the card in the 3:40 at Wolverhampton. The final race on our podcast is the final race of the day at Wolverhampton, the lucky last at 5:40. This one, another handicap, extended mile trip, this one, class 5 with 13 runners in the shake-up for this one. Who do you like here?
Right, this is a typical Wolverhampton card to end the evening. We've got 13 runners and nothing really stands out, but if you can find a winner, I think you'll be ending up very profitable because it's unlucky to be a short price. Memoria, won a maiden here, two starts back, only fourth on handicap debut next time out, but you'd imagine with experience she's going to improve, but still 12 on the mile. It's a very short run to that first bend. She could be trapped very, very wide, so that's a concern for me with Memoria, the Ray Guest filly. So the section for me will be Leonard Thomas. David Lanigan's four-year-old is very, very lightly raced. Made a very promising 2014 return and third on his comeback. Not so good next time out. Beaten favourite, only finishing seventh. Suggests that either he bounced or just race came a little bit too soon. Given 26 days to recover by David Lanigan. He's from a family that do very, very well in your weather. George Baker, the man on board. There's always a bonus to have him on your side. Still free. I think that could be a big advantage with, I'll say, Memoria stuck out in stall 12. So Leonard Thomas will be the selection. Of the others, Gambino was a very well-backed favourite last time out, but things just didn't work out for a new one. Very slow over 7 furlongs. Back over the mile, we'll see him in a much better light. Ridden by Connor Beasley, who actually rode out his £3 claim yesterday at Savile. So he's claiming an extra £3 tomorrow on Monday, which he won't be able to do from Tuesday onwards. So the horse has got a little bit in hand there, and he's definitely dangerous from stall too. So I'd say a typically competitive handicap to end the afternoon's action at Wolverhampton. And hopefully we found a winner in Leonard Thomas.
Okay, then Leonard Thomas in that one for James in the lucky last at Wolves. If you just remind us then, please, of your best three selections from Wolverhampton on Monday.
Yeah, we've gone for Pittman in the 155, in good form, and got a very good amateur on board in Mr. Bannister. 340, we've gone for Dagash. Very competitive event, but I just think each way value for a horse that ran well and fourth on debut for Stuart Kiddo last time out. Should strip fitter and could be interesting. And then the finale, the 5:40, we've gone for Leonard Thomas to give David Lanigan and George Baker another winner.
Thank you very much. There we are then, the selections of James Millman on Monday's racing. You can join James in the William Hill Racing Radio studio alongside Mick Norton and Mark Slater on Monday to go through the action. Not just Wolverhampton, we'll also be bringing you Foss Lass and Plumpton as well. Thank you for joining me on the podcast, James, and I hope you enjoy the racing on Monday.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.